Here's Andy Udman.
Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening. If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking Chantix and see your doctor right away. Tell your doctor which medicines you're taking, as they may work differently when you quit smoking. Chantix dosing may be different if you have kidney problems. The most common side effect is nausea. Patients also reported trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams. Until you know how Chantix may affect you, use caution when driving or operating machinery. Chantix should not be taken with other quit smoking products.
Every year, 125,000 people die from properly prescribed prescription drugs.
It's a cost of doing business, but lives are lost.
Folks, it is going to be quite an hour, I'll tell you. Prescription drugs kill a lot of people. It's a simple fact. And the whole industry, Big Pharma, has so much to answer for, not only with the public, but in the courts. This is going to be a fascinating hour, especially if you are a big fan of chiropractics or any form of alternative or natural medicine. There is a war. There has been a war for decades between doctors and their perceived competitors. We have a very special guest this morning who is going to light up the phone lines, believe me, because there are a lot of people who want to do this dance. Joining us this morning, Pam Colleen. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Oh, boy. Are
this
you ready?
This is going to be a great hour, yeah.
Are you ready to go? I mean, I cannot believe we played it coming out of the commercial, because people are listening to that and they're going, is that a commercial or what is that?
But just listen to the side effects. I mean, if you listen very carefully, if you're watching Diane Sawyer every night at 6:30.
Every night I hear this. Ryan, play it again.
Take this drug and it could kill you.
Take this drug and it could kill you. Don't take it from Andy. Don't take it from Pam. Listen to these drug ads.
Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening. If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking Chantix and see your doctor right away. Tell your doctor which medicines you're taking, as they may work differently when you quit smoking. Chantix dosing may be different if you have kidney problems. The most common side effect is nausea. Patients also reported trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams. Until you know how Chantix may affect you, use caution when driving or operating machinery. Chantix should not be taken with other quit smoking products.
You know, every time I see those ads on, because I watch ABC News, and most of the newscast is sponsored by the drug ads, and I hear the first part, and inevitably there's a man or a woman comes on and talks about how Chantix has helped them quit smoking, and then you hear that, and you go, who would take that?
Yeah,
I'd rather die from the cigarette.
The pharmaceutical industry got these ads on TV because they said they were going to increase the quality of our lives. Right? That's what the whole agenda was. That's how they PR'd their way to the media. And so now, here in Canada, of course, they want to try and get these ads into Canadian television, but there's a huge resistance against them because I don't see how they're going to increase the quality of our lives here in Canada.
Okay, you have a very special guest this morning. I can't wait to talk to him. Go ahead and introduce him.
It is the executive director of the new documentary called Doctored, and it's basically an expose on the problems with what I call the medical mafia. And how one-sided everything is, and how they don't really embrace the notion that maybe we should be exploring a little bit more in the area of natural therapies.
I'm looking at a brochure for this documentary. It says simply, your food, your medicine, your health care has all been doctored. Joining us this morning, the executive producer, Jeff Hayes. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You're ready.
You guys are terrific. I'm telling you, I would rather hear you talk about this than me.
Well, we love to stir things up in the community. Actually, we don't love to stir things up. We just are sick and tired of being sick and tired. As Pam puts it, we've never been as sick, we've never been as fat, we've never been as depressed. We're doing something wrong, and we have to start looking at what we're doing wrong, Jeff.
You know, this is astounding. What I learned in the last year and a half while doing this film, and I would have, you know, my general perspective on things is I'm quite skeptical. And so the problem when you start looking at alternative care, if you swing open the door to alternatives, there's no telling who will come through. And, you know, that's one of the ways that traditional medicine has battled is just lumping everybody in the same box, where chiropractors and anybody that doesn't practice drug therapy is thrown in the same category with voodoo.
What you're saying is there are some quacks out there, and you have to be very careful about quacks. But let me read a line from an article about Jeff Hayes and his documentary. There has been a deliberate campaign to label anybody who doesn't sell or distribute drugs, surgery, or radiation as a quack. In other words, what I see in that statement, Jeff, is if you don't have a white jacket on, you have no business talking to someone about their health.
It's even more powerful than that. I mean, that's exactly right, but it's even more powerful than that is if you're wearing that white jacket and you stray from the party line, you will lose your white jacket.
And you see, that's where I have a concern, because the people I know who are medical doctors, nurses, and so on, they really want to get people well. I mean, that's why they went into medicine or nursing. And unfortunately, because the system is so broken, they really can't accomplish this goal.
That was probably the biggest discovery. At least half of the people in our film are MDs. We've got professors at medical schools, professors from Johns Hopkins, that these guys are just hamstrung. When you look at it, in a 12-minute appointment, that how in the world, when somebody comes in presenting three or four symptoms, you have no time to ferret out what could really be the underlying cause. So instead, they end up just following what is being evolved into best practices, find out what your symptom is, write you a prescription for that symptom. You go do that three or four times, suddenly you're joining that, you know, this problem where you're taking drugs that aren't compatible. For every drug we take, we spend, for every dollar we spend on a drug, we spend another dollar on drugs for their side effects.
Jeff, your film includes the groundbreaking and historical case of Wilk versus the AMA, the American Medical Association, a case in which the AMA was ultimately found guilty of, listen to this, folks, an illegal conspiracy to contain and eliminate the chiropractic profession in 1984. That still, to me, is absolutely astounding.
I did not even believe this case existed. It went to the Supreme Court. It was actually adjudicated in 1987, went to the Supreme Court twice, and was, you know, finally resolved in 1990. It was a 15-year battle. You talk about a David and Goliath story. You got five chiropractors against the AMA. At that time, the AMA ran a secret campaign. They paid Dear Abby to write negative articles about chiropractors. They paid off Ann Landers. They wrote books under other names. They created something called a quack pack, which was given to every medical student in the country when explaining what to say about chiropractors, and had a whole, literally a campaign. They had 13 people on the payroll whose job was to eliminate their largest competitor, which was at that time the second largest form of medicine in the United States, was chiropractors. And this is a trade union that literally organized a campaign. They wouldn't let MDs associate with chiropractors anyway. They couldn't even be on the same bowling team as a chiropractor, a Rotary Club, much less, you know, let chiropractors serve in hospitals. Anybody who doesn't practice drug therapy, they were eliminating these people. And when you think specifically with back problems, there was a study that came out 6 weeks ago that says if you go see an orthopedic surgeon for a back problem, the odds of you having surgery are 40 times more likely than if the first person you see is a chiropractor.
But this demonization campaign isn't just targeted to chiropractors. This is all across the natural health field. I mean, they have Quack Watch,
absolutely,
for example, where they're going out and they're using PR firms out of New York, for example, to go online as cyber shills, for example, and just go after anybody who could threaten their bottom line.
Jeff, let me just ask you this.
Could... in our film, Gwen Olson, who's a pharmaceutical, who was a pharmaceutical sales rep, when the red yeast rice came out that it was working as well as cholesterol medications, and doctors started having it on their shelf, she was instructed by her company, which carried a statin drug, to report when she goes in and to stock the doctor shelves with their freebie giveaways to report any doctor that had that on the shelf so they could contact them and get them to not sell a natural remedy when there was a drug that would that it was competing with.
Jeff, I want to warn you, the phone lines are already starting to light up. If you have a chiropractor, if you go to see a naturopath, if you believe in alternative medicine, you want to know that this war is over between doctors and chiropractors. You want to know that they want to get to the truth, that they want to work together, that they want to learn from each other. It's not what we're hearing. 643-1290. The lines are open. Back with Jeff Hayes and Pam Colleen in just a moment. Right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. 1022. I'm going to do something I've never done on the air before, especially knowing my wife could be listening. There's a woman in Lambeth I love, and she's not my wife. She's my chiropractor. I haven't been to see Zainine Haji for a long, long time. But Ryan, I'm telling you, I see people go into her office, and I rush over to help them.
Why?
Because they can't walk.
What?
They can't walk sometimes. I see them go in, and I go to take their arm. They go, no, it's okay.
How are they when they come out?
And they come out walking normally.
Ooh.
That's Zainine Haji. I go to see her about once every 6 months. I get a little adjustment, and if I behave, I don't need to go back. But I sit in a chair too much doing this show. I should do this like Steve, standing up. Okay, I want to play another clip. This is my entertainment every night. I don't watch the news for the news. I watch the news for the drug commercials so I can laugh at people who take these drugs, which do this.
Lyrica is not for everyone. It may cause serious allergic reactions or suicidal thoughts or actions. Tell your doctor right away if you have these. New or worsening depression or unusual changes in mood or behavior. Or swelling, trouble breathing, rash, hives, blisters, changes in eyesight, including blurry vision, muscle pain with fever or tired feeling. Common side effects are dizziness, sleepiness, weight gain, and swelling of hands, legs, and feet. Don't drink alcohol while taking Lyrica. Don't drive or use machinery until you know how Lyrica affects you. Those who have had a drug or alcohol problem may be more likely to misuse Lyrica.
Hey, sign me up! I mean, I can't believe.
I know, Andy. It's shocking. I mean, look at 17,000 drugs on the marketplace today and look at how sick we are. You'd think with 17,000 drugs on the market that we'd be healthy, and that's just not happening.
Jeff Hayes is the executive producer of this documentary, Doctored. What are you suggesting is doctored, Jeff, and in what manner?
Well, the whole system is doctored, and it's so pervasive. Even the statement where you talked about 17,000 drugs and we're not healthy, well, name one drug that improves health. We're so bathed in this whole philosophy. The things that make us healthy are movement, clean food that's been unadulterated, healthy thoughts, nutrition. These are the things, and literally, this has become thought of as quackery. And we've started thinking that drug comes from some form of poison. Every drug is in some way a poison. And somehow we're thinking that by increasing the amount of poison that we take into our system, we're going to get healthy.
Jeff,
this is what those ads are all about. It's amazing.
Jeff, we have people driving off the road here in London over what you just said. Pam, what did he say? Did he say, name one drug that improves your health?
Listen, Andy, in terms of our history, in terms of the propaganda, after World War II, we were programmed to believe that chemicals were better than Mother Nature, that chemicals were the answer. And so what happened with regards to the propaganda was, if you were against all of this alleged progress, if you were against chemicals, then you were somehow anti-progress. And this is the pervasive belief system today, and this is how they go after people who question the system.
Jeff, this documentary, what's been the reaction?
It's really been spectacular. From everyone asks if I've had any feedback from pharmaceutical companies. These guys are so big, we're barely a gnat on an elephant's butt. It just doesn't matter to them. They have such a lock on, but on a personal level, the guy in our film who has MS, who trains MMA fighters, he just got back from walking the Camino de Santiago trail in Spain. He stopped by and to see me in Salt Lake last week and was training with some fighters here. He ran into a fighter who was 23 years old. The kid goes, "Oh, you're James from the movie. I saw you in that." So I can't believe how timely that was. He had just been diagnosed with a back problem, was scheduled for surgery, saw the movie, and watched the movie and decided to go see a chiropractor instead. In weeks, the problem was completely resolved. He didn't have to have back surgery. And he's like, "Hey, thank you so much." Well, when you realize that 50 to 90% of all back surgeries fail and require another surgery, the most likely outcome is they're going to be on pain medication for the rest of their life. And this was avoided by going to see somebody with a non-invasive therapy. Somehow the world is upside down. We've got to start doing the conservative care, which means not medicine, not surgery first. These are last resorts.
In the United States, it was announced last week that you're spending almost $3 trillion on health care. How is this in and of itself sustainable?
And this is the problem. When 80% of the public is sick with chronic illness, everybody's arguing over who's going to pay for it. If everybody's sick, there's going to be nobody to pay for it. The biggest lie is calling what we're doing health care. This is not health care. This is sick care. Health care is clean food, clean water, sunshine, movement, creating an environment where our bodies that our bodies were designed for. If you take 100 chimpanzees out of the wild and bring them into a zoo environment, they develop cancer, they get sick, and we've got veterinarians. There are no veterinarians, you know, walking through the jungle taking care of infections and cancer in the wild. It just doesn't happen there.
Jeff,
they live shorter when we put them under our care.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, this is such a powerful, powerful message, which we need to get out there to our listeners. We're going to take a short break because we're at the bottom of the hour. The phone lines are starting to light up, and I'm sorry to our listeners who I haven't been able to work into the program just yet. There's so much good information coming from Jeff Hayes, but I want to give you the opportunity to talk to Jeff Hayes about this incredible documentary, Doctored. Your food is doctored. Your medicine is doctored. Your health care has been doctored. Don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't go to your chiropractor. Don't let anyone tell you you shouldn't go for the natural or the alternative health care solution. We'll be back with all of this in just a couple of moments right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Every drug is in some way a poison. And somehow we're thinking that by increasing the amount of poison that we take into our system, we're going to get healthy. When 80% of the public is sick with chronic illness, everybody's arguing over who's going to pay for it. If everybody's sick, there's going to be nobody to pay for it. The biggest lie is calling what we're doing health care. This is not health care. This is sick care. Health care is clean food, clean water, sunshine, movement.
Every year, 125,000 people die from properly prescribed prescription drugs.
It's a cost of doing business, but lives are lost.
Ryan, I just realized I made a mistake. This show is so good, we should be charging admission. I'm not sure how we do that, but...
Write a prescription for it.
Absolutely.
And a doctor's note.
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. I just want to share, and sometimes the best stuff happens during the commercial. You and I were just talking, Pam, about the visit last week, extraordinary visit of David Carmichael, the man who strangled his own son.
Under the influence of Paxil, yeah.
In a hotel in South London.
Mm-hmm.
You were at the meeting at the library. You hosted it. I was there. And you were just telling during the break the story of one of
a member of the audience, a father, who held up his iPhone to me and showed me 3 minutes and 46 seconds. And he said that's the time it took for our medical doctor to prescribe the drug Prozac for his 9-year-old daughter. 3 minutes and 46 seconds.
Unbelievable. The phone lines are lighting up, and I do want our listeners to be part of this conversation with Jeff Hayes and Pam Killeen. Jeff, go ahead. What's your story?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment. A friend of mine, him and his wife are going through a real difficult time. They have five or six-year-old daughter that has been diagnosed with leukemia, and they they've been told in no uncertain terms that she has to do cancer treatments, and they said they were told in no uncertain terms that if they had no choice as far as having alternate treatments, naturopath or otherwise.
They have no choice.
Yeah, they have no choice, right? Well, up until the age, I believe, of maybe 17, 18.
What do you mean by they have no choice? That they're legally?
Yeah, legally, they have no choice. They have to go through these treatments.
Pam, is that true?
I hear this all the time, Andy. There's the doctors could say to people, if you use natural therapies, it's contraindicated. We don't want anything to confuse what we're doing here, so don't even consider doing anything nutritional, and so on. I hear this all the time.
Unbelievable. Jeff, we had in the studio here a chiropractor who had his little boy in emergency, and it turned out there was a minor problem, but then they asked him if his little boy had had vaccines. Remember that, Pam?
Right, and they pretty much held him hostage in the room.
Hostage? Yeah. They said, we're going to call the children's aid and take your child away from you.
Yeah, exactly. The other point I wanted to make was she actually, his wife, used to be a nurse. Obviously, she has decided to skip that profession because of what was pushed upon her as far as prescribing drugs and as your guest had mentioned, poisons, basically to be a pusher. And even has this guilt associated with what her daughter is going through right now, as far as maybe something that she's done, to contribute to some of the factors going into her illness.
Unconscionable. Let me get Jeff to respond to what he's just heard. Go ahead, Jeff Hayes.
So there's a couple of things here. When we filmed Dr. Brzezinski, who runs a cancer clinic in Houston, he just finished his second stage of clinical trials for the FDA. He's curing people of cancer in Houston. There's people that die every week on a waiting list, waiting for the FDA to approve them to. This is after they've exhausted every potential remedy. There's nothing left. That's the only people that Brzezinski gets to see. And these are people that he's curing. But every year that they hold him back from being able to deliver his treatment, the pharmaceutical industry makes $4 billion.
Is this what Pam calls the medical mafia?
So what I just stated is just a fact that there's nothing, there's no conclusion drawn. There's nothing. They make $4 billion more by holding him back.
Yeah.
This is eventually going to break. We had a story in the film of a family 10 years ago who, the Parker Jensen family, Parker was 12 years old, was diagnosed with cancer. They asked for a second opinion. The doctor said there's not time. They started trying to find places to get a second opinion. And so they had the state try to take the child away. So the family took off running. And the father was arrested, charged with kidnapping. They were able to keep Parker out long enough that he didn't have treatment. I remember at the time I was reading this in the paper, it made national news, like, who are these crazy hippies that aren't getting their kid treated?
Okay, Barry, we're going to get to
Parker
you in just a moment.
Parker never had cancer. He just got back from serving a Mormon mission in Chile. Mm. He's never had a sick day in his life. 10 years have gone by, and the doctor told the state of Utah, if they didn't get this child in, he would be dead within 2 weeks. The doctor says, well, he's still going to die of this cancer. It just hadn't happened for some reason.
Jeff, do you have a word of encouragement for Jeff Hayes? Do you have a word of encouragement for our caller?
I actually don't. The deck is so stacked. And first off, without knowing the facts, many times for leukemia is one of the few cancers that our chemotherapy drugs actually have a pretty good success rate. There are many better therapies for me. So these are the type things. The fact is, if you've got cancer, alternative therapies suck. Chemotherapy sucks. There's not anything that's really spectacular. The key is we've got to stop getting sick, and that's caused by the environment that we created that we live in.
Jeff, great call. Okay, Barry, your question or comment for Jeff Hayes.
Yes, good morning. I just caught part of your show when you were speaking about Lyrica. Give you a little for instance. About 3.5 years ago, I fell on the ice and broke 3 ribs. I also fractured the back, one of my vertebrae in my back, although unknowingly at the time. It healed, but over the last 3 years, I've had extreme pain and burning, numbness in my right leg from my hip down. And I've actually had MRIs, CAT scan, blood tests, x-rays. And I just went and saw my neurologist who actually put me into a surgeon. And he said, basically, we're going to start you off on 75 milligrams of Lyrica and then up to 300 milligrams of Lyrica per day.
So what's your question for Jeff?
Well, one of the things I said is there any way that I could see a chiropractor? And they said, don't even think about it because they could paralyze you. And I'm just looking at something alternative because I don't want opiates and I don't want... I really would like to avoid surgery. Oh,
Barry, let me get reaction. I saw that you... I wish you could have seen the reaction on Pam's face. Pam, you first. I mean, you're laughing.
Well, I mean, this goes back earlier than 1984 when the legal case took place. I mean, it's a witch hunt. You know, they just go after and demonize their competition.
Jeff,
yeah, you got to be kidding. How many people have you ever heard of that have been paralyzed by a chiropractor? That is one of those great rumors. Do you realize... The malpractice insurance for a chiropractor averages $2,000 a year, not $50,000, $2,000 a year. Now, when we start talking insurance, we're talking money again. Truth bubbles to the surface very quickly. If chiropractors were paralyzing people, can you imagine the headline if one person, so 105 to 120,000 people a year die from properly prescribed prescription drugs, properly prescribed. That's not the ones where they screw up. Here in Utah, they did a study, 15,000 people died from getting the wrong painkiller last year. So the screw up. So when you start looking at that, can you imagine if one person was killed by a chiropractor or who adjusted them and the guy was paralyzed? This is, to me, it's just insanity. When you go, by all means, before you start drugs, before you start surgery, go see a chiropractor. Let these people, and you will know within minutes. I'm telling you, it's insane. But when you walk out of their office, that's $100,000 that's walking out of a surgeon's office.
Barry, I thank you for your call. I want to just tell this quick story before we go to the break, and then we'll wrap it up with Jeff Hayes. Sonny James is a country music singer. Ryan is nodding his head because he's one of the few who remembers Sonny James. But he was a big star. And when I saw him at the London Gardens, he had like 20 hits in a row. But he was recalling when he first got started, and he had one popular song. And so he'd sing it, and the crowd went crazy. And then he'd say, want to hear it again? And I thought of that because with doctors, they only have two hits. They have pills, and they have surgery, Jeff. And there's so much more out there. I think that's what your message is, basically, isn't it?
And it's not that you don't have access to these. These are just last resorts, not first resorts.
So how do we give the medical schools an overhaul? What do we do? How do we have to change the system as a grassroots effort, essentially?
I went and heard Marcia Angles, the former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, was speaking at Grand Rounds at the University of Utah Medical School week before last. And she is now considered a heretic. She wrote a book called The Truth About Drug Companies and How They Deceive Us. She talked about, when she was head of the New England Journal of Medicine, she couldn't even find studies to do on any of the psychological drugs, the psychopharmacological drugs, because they were all tainted, that the doctors involved were all being paid. So they weren't able to publish any studies under her watch. The reality is the system is so fouled up. I don't know that we can fix the system. What you really have to do is make sure you take care of yourself, take control of your own health. Just because somebody wears a white coat, you don't have to agree with what they say. Go get other opinions, and that doesn't mean another MD. See an MD, but make sure you've got a naturopath. Make sure you got a chiropractor. These voices have to be at the table if you're confronting something with your health.
Okay, Terry, jump in. A quick question or comment?
Well, here's a quick comment on what's going on. Out in Hyde Park, there's a new medical facility that's been there a couple of years, and they have two doctors, They have a naturopath doctor, two dentists, two physiotherapists, a chiropractor, and massage therapy. And they all work as one unit.
All right.
And they all recommend and send people here and there and whatnot to make sure everything is working together.
It can be done.
I think slowly but surely things are coming around, but man, there's a long way to go.
Well, thank you. And on that note, we'll take a short break and then we'll be back to wrap it up with Jeff Hayes and give you some contact information. How do you find this documentary and so much more? When we come back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. See this on Diane Sawyer's Evening News and maybe we'd finally get people healthy.
Or even Dr. Oz. God forbid he would put this information
Consume healthy fats and avoid processed fats like nearly all commercial vegetable seed oils that are high in omega-6 fats.
That's right.
Eat plenty of raw food the way God made it. And here's the one I have to have a confession on. Get plenty of sleep. I mean, if we all did that, Jeff Hayes, our health bills, which are exploding, would turn around.
It's, you know, your grandmother and your great-grandmother, the things they did are the things that kept people alive. There's a myth that says that we're living longer. You know, they're doing this by the averages. And so what's happened is you've got, you know, so if suddenly a human being start living 80 years instead of 78 years, those we're only adding 2 years. It's very hard to bump the average. But what's happening is we have babies that are not dying. You know, a few generations ago, you had to have, you know, if you had five kids, it's quite likely you lost one or two in the first year or two of life. And so those, when we say that, you know, cavemen only lived to be 40, it's because their babies died. It's in the average.
Jeff, we're almost out of time. You got 1 minute. What's your parting message for the good folks out there?
So this campaign against chiropractors and against alternative health was so successful, so pervasive. You really do need to expose yourself to alternatives. You have to control your own health. Go to our website, doctoredmovie.com. Right now, Natural News is doing a download of the movie at naturalnews.com. But I hope this spawns in the same way that Food Inc. spawned a lot of different movies about food. I hope this spawns a ton of movies about healthcare in North America, because this is something we've got to get healthy. We won't solve the problem by deciding who's paying for us being sick.
Jeff Hayes, such an honor to have you with us up here in Canada. We salute you for your good work. And if you had to boil it all down in one parting 10-second phrase, it would be...
Don't get sick.
Don't get sick.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Andy.
Don't get sick.
That's right. Prevention is the cure.
Prevention is the cure. Jeff, a high five to you, and we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, we say goodbye to Jeff, and we thank him. Pam Killeen, any parting words?
I have a class coming up next week, Andy, How to Fix a Broken Brain. It's on Wednesday, the 6th of March, and it's at 6:30 at night. It'll be at Central Library. So I have more information on my website, which is just my name, pamkillen.com, and you can go to upcoming events.
Let me read a line about Pam's event. How to Fix a Broken Brain. Are you struggling with fatigue, depression, anxiety, low libido, insomnia, memory problems, brain fog? Are you in a bad mood? If so, you could be dealing with adrenal burnout. Not all the stuff... forget all the pills that your doctor wants to give you. Go and hear.
Keep in mind that anywhere between 50 and 80% of doctor visits today are for some sort of psychological problem. I mean, it's impairing the entire healthcare system to focus so much on all these psychological disabilities.
And you know what, folks? Every week, Pam comes in with stories, and I love them. We've had some of these people on the air, of people who, after years of going to the doctor and taking all the pills, finally turning to Pam Killeen as a last resort, are getting better.
That's
and
right.
And that's the only
test.
It's
just turning to common sense. Essentially, we've been all robbed of common sense. That's all that Jeff was just talking about. It's just plain common sense.
Coming up to the 11 o'clock news, on the other side of the news, a rally.